Taflamet Ches Samet Beis, we'll start again at the Mishnah. Tenor Shehesiku Bekashu Begavava. A tenor, we said, is much more heated than a kiva. Therefore, if it's even heated with like things that do not produce coals, it's still aser lo yitein ben betocho ben be'agavo. You can't put it on top of it or in the midst of it. A kupach, which we're going to discuss exactly what a kupach is. Kupach is smaller than a kirin and only has one svitak, one place for a pot on top of it. That's going to take on characteristics of both a kira and a tenor. If shasiku bekashu bekevava harizei kikivayim, if you used straw, things that don't produce coals, it will happen like a kira. The kefiru ve'etzim, if you have kefiru ve'etzim, wood, harayuka ketenor. Okay, now we're going to make a deal on this Mishnah. The tenor shasiku, you heated up the tenor, sober of Joseph Lameimah, when it said in the Mishnah, bein betocho bein la'agava, tocho tocho mamish, meaning he meant dafka in its midst. Al-gabav, when it said al-gabav in the Mishnah, al-gabav mamish. Mashma, only those two things, avali smoke, shapidami. We already had the case with the kira, that the kira, if it was not cleared out, if you could place it next to it. Because remember, they're producing a lot of heat. So on top of it would be one thing that's also with the tenor. But mashma next to it, to be somek next to it, and let the food heat up that way, or be kept warm that way, that would be mutter. According to the way Yosef holds the Mishnah, somek would be mutter. Bashi, about al-gavav, that's al the sifato, the rim where they put the pot on top of it. Avali smoke, eitzel dafano, it's mutter. Eisvei abaya. Now this is a brilliant diuk in the sefer of the Mishnah. You know, we always appreciate to be shown in the Achronim. But abaya comes in with this diuk on the kupach. Let's just see kupach in the Mishnah. The pucha, kupach, shasiku bekashu bigvara hari zekikivayim. If it's using light materials that do not produce coals, it's like a kira. The gefuru ve'etzim, if it's with gefuru ve'etzim, it's going to take on the dinim of a tenor. So watch abaya. Eisvei abaya. Kupach shesigu v'kash v'var ha'yuki kivayim, the gefuru ve'etzim ha'yuki tenor, the usher. And when we compare it to a tenor with the gefuru ve'etzim, it makes it usher. We're going to make a deal. It's only because we're comparing it to tenor in that case that it's usher. But if we would have compared it to a kira, it would have been mutter. Ha? Kikira? Shari. If you would have compared it to the kira, it would be mutter. It's only because we're comparing the kupach to the tenor that it's usher. Bimai, we'll do it over one more time with Rashi. Bimai? Bimai eskinan? What are we talking about? Ilem al-gaba, we're talking about where is it usher when you compare it to a tenor, it will be usher, and when you compare it to a kira, it will be mutter. Perhaps you're talking about it when you put it on top. Ubimai, and what are we discussing? How is the, what's going on with the coals in the oven or the kira? Ubimai, ilem, because she'enu go'af v'katu. So he set it up, he made a new kinta, it's called, you put it on top, it's not cleared out, and we made a diuk. The only reason why it's usher the kupach is because it's compared to a tenor. But if it's compared to a kira, it should be mutter. According to this, by putting it on top on a kira that's not does not have grief of the katima done to it, it should be mutter. Can't be. Ala kira, kienu grief of the kituma, al gabav mishari. According to Chachamim Shita, for sure you can't do it. And according to Hananya's Shita, we must be talking about something that's not fully cooked. And therefore, Mishari. A lovely smoke. We must be talking about the smoke. Let's just see it one more time inside, and we're going to read it with Rashi. Keep your finger on the Rashi. Eisvei abaya. Kupach shehesiku bekashu bigavava hayu kikirayim. That part we don't need. This is the part we need. The gefuru ve'etzim, if you cooked it up with these gefuru ve'etzim, and these are the materials that produce coals. Haryuka tenor, the usher. We're going to compare it to the tenor, and therefore it will be usher. Ha kikira, shari, vashi, kloma. Midigatani harihu ketinor, when we said it's like a tinor, miklau, we infer, tehi havi midami like akira, havi shari. We can infer that if we would have compared it to akira, it would have been permitted. It's only because we compared it to the tinor. The shamir and mina, and therefore we can understand from this, tekira shahuzak bekefuru ve'etzim shari. What case? Abaya makes the okimta, but my kai, what are we setting up the case in? Kai taita taita, the havamina is, b'she'enu grufa, it's not cleared out of the materials, these calls. The algaba, mishari, if you didn't clear it out, and you put it on top of it, mishari. Elamai, it must be talking about lismoch. That's Abaya's diuk over here. The sefer, the Mishnah, must be talking about, being somek, being placing the pot next to the tenor. The ketani hariu ketenor v'yasser. And we're talking about smicha devis, otherwise what's the chiddush? And so therefore it's talking about when he put it next to the tenor, it's asser. So therefore, Rav Yosef said, being somek next to the tenor is mutter. Abaya makes a phenomenal diuk, l'chor, and comes out that being somek next to the tenor is asur. No, it's not mukhwach that what you're saying, Abaya, because if you have a mina of setting up the Mishnah that it's talking about when it wasn't proof of the ketima, haka bekupak kol fekotum. Why can't we say that the Mishnah is talking about the kupak, the small oven is called for katum, and therefore the tenor called for katum askinan. That's what we're talking about. And in that case, are you a tenor? And that's how we compare it to a tenor. And what's the chiddush? The alpha gav the go of the katum, even though it's cleared out with the tenor, al gav of usher. You hear that? A tenor has so much heat in it that even though we completely cleared it out of the geffen and the eitzim. Even though we said with the kira, if you cleared it out, everybody's going to hold its mutter. But the tenor, even though you cleared it out of all the materials, it's also the ikka kira, that if you would have compared to the kira, ki kiruf v'ketumah shapi tami. It's when we said that it's like when it's kiruf v'ketumah, there's no problem putting it on top. So he went away from Abaya, because Abaya made a nukimta that the Mishnah is talking about, that you do not, that you didn't remove it. But nevertheless, Tani Kavadati the buyer. We have a brisa that's like a buyer, Rashi, the also lismoch a tenor, that you cannot put the pot next to the tenor on the next day. What's the brisa? Tenor shehasiku bekashu bigavava ein somchim lo. Even when you put it, even when you heated it up with straw and all kinds of stubble, ein somchim lo, because it's mashma that we're talking about. It's so much heat going on. The ain't sarcloma, if you can't be placed next to it, ain't sarcloma, I don't even have to tell you, al-gabav. You don't have to put it on top of it. Meaning, don't make the deal of al-gabav, gabav, mamish, and therefore it's sonkin, you can't do it. Rather, you have to learn the Mishnah, ain't sonkin, lo, you can't put it next to it. And the Mishnah is an ain't sarcloma, I don't even have to tell you that al-gabav. But that would certainly be us if you can't be placed it next to it, you can't put it on top of it. And if you can't put it on top of it, ain't sark lomer letocho, you certainly can't put it inside of it, where it certainly is a mixed condition. Ain't sark lomer begefru ve'etzim. And all of this is with non-coal producing materials. How much more so when you have something that makes coals, like gefru ve'etzim itzasser. The kupach, shesiku bekashu begvava, that we compare it when you use straw and hay, that we compare it to a kira. It's just like a kira. You could be somek next to it, like we saw early in the Gemara, as long as you cleared it out. And kashu kigvava is like that it's cleared out because it doesn't produce coals. Somkim lo. The ein notnim al gavav, and you don't put it on top. Take out the ein, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara takes out the ein. Because you can't put it on top of it. A kira, since it's compared to a kira, and a kira that has been cleared out, of course you can put it on top. Everybody holds, even Chachamim Shita. So you have to take out the ein. Then not nimal gavav. Begethuru ve'etzim, when you have the materials that produce coals in the kupach, which we compare it to a tenor, ein somchin lo, you cannot put it next to it. Okay, that's that. And that's the halacha we pass like a bayah. Okay. Omer leva v'acha b'reya devav levav hashi. Hai kupach hechitami. What exactly is going on with this kupach? You see in the Mishnah, it's compared a little bit to a kira, it's compared a little bit to Nora. What's its status? Hechitami. What's the status of it? Iki kira dami. If you want to say it's similar to a kira, afilu begifida eitzim nami. Then you should be congruent in the Mishnah and compare it also when it has gefen and eitzim, when it has materials that produce coals. Ike tenor dami. If you want to compare it to a tenor, afilu bekashu begvava nami. Then compare it also with kash and a gvava, where it should be usher. What is this quasi status of a kupak? Why are we doing that? Low. Then it should be used. Sorry. Afilu bekashu begvava nami. Low. Do not use it at all. Compare it to a tenor. And the answer is, Omele, the kupach, we don't know exactly how we should compare it. Why? Because nafish havli mitakira, it's more heat than a kira. It produces more heat, it's more hotter than a kira. Vizuta havli mitanor, and it's much less heat than a tenor. Therefore, it has this quasi-status over here, and therefore we give it a little bit of a kira, compare it a little bit to a kira, a little bit to the tenor. Hechitami kupach, hechitami kira. Even though we explained it already in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to explain it again. What exactly is a kupach and what exactly is a kira? Amar Rav Yosi bar Chanina, kupach makom sefitat kedera echad. A kupach has a place for one dish. You can only put one thing on it. It has one, what's it called in English? A sefitat?
Burner.
Thank you. It has one place for a burner to put a plate on. While a kira is makom sfitat shtei kederot, has a place for two kederot. Omer Abaye v'itema Rebbe Yossi. Afana nami tanina. We also have a Mishnah that shows, that proves that this has to be the case, that a kira has two, and a kupach has one. Just a little background to the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Kalim. Kalim is tuma and tahara, meaning... That's the one. Okay, it has something that's mekabel tumah, a kli like an oven that is mekabel tumah. The way to get rid of the tumah is by breaking it, rendering it unusable. If you render it unusable, it's now tahor. So the Mishnah says like this: Kira shenechlaka liorka. If you split it in half, going along its length, meaning there's two openings, you cut it in half, you can't use it anymore. So it's tahar. Right? If you cut it along the lengthwise, where you cut in between the two burners on it, now you're left with half burners, you certainly can't use it. That's tahar. Levachba. But if you cut it down the middle, where you still have a burner intact on one side, and a burner intact on the other side, even though you cut it in half, it's still functionable as a vessel, therefore it remains its tumah. It's called you didn't break it. But a kupach, bein liorka, bein lirachba, since it's one burner in the middle, whether you cut it along its length or its width, whatever way you cut it, you're going to be destroying the burner, and it's considered breaking the kli, therefore it's tahar. Rashi, if you were to get to the 18th, if you cut along the length, you bottle the shtei sifoteya, the two burners. You just cut them in half. That's why it's tahar mitumatafam. It's tuma shahari nitzta. You broke it. It's considered destroying the oven. Kupach bein liorka bein lirach b'tahara. Shari arka kivrachava. It's a square over there. It's only one burner. So it doesn't make a difference if it's the length is like the width over here. The kuba makav sfita echad. And the whole thing is just a place of one burner, so therefore you cut it open. You cut it either way, it's going to be tahar. You're going to destroy the oven. Ad kan shia v'chazora in perakira. Now we're starting etzim bishul. Remember, up until now it was a midrabanan. Perhaps you'd come and stir the coals on Shabbos. Or it's a mixe kedishal. That was all the Gemaras until now. This mission that we're starting here is basically the starting of etzim, the isser deraisa of bishul on Shabbos, one of the lametet malachas. this mission over here, it's a few dafim long. We're going to have quite a number of things. We're going to go through basically Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Ivoy, all these things over here, different types of sources over here with the cooking, Kali Bishol, what needs to be cooked. And in the midst of the next few dafim, we're going to have a major sugya on bathing on Shabbos. That's what we're up for, very late in Halacha Lamaisa, these next few dafim. Also, up until now is basically the Simen Reish Nun Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch, which was the Midrabanan aspects. That was Erev Shabbos, preparing, and on Shabbos, returning the pot. Remember, Kazor, we said, is an extension of the original Shia. So it's really an Erev Shabbos thing. This is basically what's called Simen Shin Yud Ches. This is this, when people learn Hilchos Shabbos, this is Bishul. Shin Yud Ches is Bishul. That's what we're getting into right now. Ein notnim beitze bitzad ha-mecham b'shvil shetit gagel. You're not allowed to take the beitza, the egg, and put it next to the mecham. You have a metal kettle that was on the fire. You took it off the fire. It's called a kli rishon off the fire. It's a first level vessel off the fire. Okay, over here. And you can't put an egg next to it because it's still hot enough, the metal, that it will roast it ever so slightly. B'shvil shetit gagel. Which means over here, it's an interesting Rashi. Ein notnim beitza bitzad ha-mecham kum kum shel nechashet. It's a brass copper kettle because it has so much heat. V'lo yif b'shvil shetit gagel, which means roasting it slightly. Shetit zla k'tzat. That it should roast a little bit. Ad shetayim migagelet. Until it rolls. Now, I think the pshat in Rashi is like this. If you take a uncooked egg and you roll it, it doesn't roll properly. Right? It's all wobbly because the egg in the inside has that. It doesn't roll. Try rolling an egg, it doesn't roll. A hard-boiled egg rolls beautifully. So what's the getter that's called cooking an egg enough that it's called cook where it starts rolling? What? It spins a little bit. Oh, no, rolling, rolling.
Spin an egg.
If it's cooked or not. Fine, and it doesn't have this crazy thing to it. That's the getter with an egg. Meaning whatever amount, whatever degree that cooking is, it's called that it can now roll over here. So if you could put it next to a mecham, in order that it should at least get so you could roll it for whatever purpose you want to roll it for, that's awesome. V'lo yifke'enu b'sudorim, and you're not allowed to crack it open on a sudar. Sudar is like some kind of cloth or something that's been heated. If you heated it up, and it's nice and hot, since an egg is basically a Kali Bishul, it's very easy to just start cooking it. You're not allowed to crack it open on a sudar. Rashi, lo yifke'enu b'sudarim, lo yishparena. You don't crack it open. Al sudar, on some kind of material, shehucha mechama, that was heated up by the sun. In order that it should lightly roast in any way on the suda. Other people learn you don't have to break it open even if you wrap it in it and it heats up enough that it slightly hard boils it. Rabbi Yossi Matir, he's got a matir over here in the second case. Lo yifke enu b'sudorim, that was heated up in the sun. And we'll see exactly what the machloket is in the Gemara. Lo yitmanena b'chol u'b'yavek drachim b'shvil shetitzalem. You're not allowed to bury the egg in sand or on the dirt of the road. Again, the sun will beam down on the sand or the dirt. It will cause it to get hot. Again, you're using the sun as a source over here in order that it should roast. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to use the sun in this way. Maisa Bianchi Tveria. There was a maisa that happened among the residents of Tveria. Tveria has the Chami Tveria, it has the hot springs over there, and they wanted to utilize it on Shabbos. Shaviu silon shel tzinor letoch amish shel chami. They took a pipe and they pumped water, cold water, through the pipe that went through the heat, the hot waters of Tveria. Now we're going to have to understand exactly what is the status of the Chami Tveria, which the Gemara will discuss. That's what they wanted to do, and now they had hot water on Shabbos, meaning they pumped the water through Erev Shabbos, and now on Shabbos, the water that's coming through this pipe is hot. Amar lahem Chachamim, the Chachamim said, in b'Shabbos, if the water comes out on Shabbos, even though you put the water in Erev Shabbos, Kechami shehukma b'Shabbos, it has a din of water that was actually heated up on Shabbos, v'yasorim b'rechitzu b'shtiyah. You're not allowed to bathe in it, and you're not allowed to washing it. Okay, we're going to talk a lot about this. My sermon is starting tomorrow. But there's a lot over here, a lot of crawling that the Chachamim are telling us. Ibi Yom Tov, where you're allowed to cook anyway for eating purposes. Ibi Yom Tov, it's Chachamim Shukmo Bi Yom Tov, which is, it's like hot water that you heat it up on Yom Tov. The Asurim Bi Rechitza, it's Asur to bathe in it, Umitorim Bi Shtiyah. But it's Mutter to drink it. Again, the Gemara will go through the details in it. Vashi, the kol will be avik. That if you put it in sand or the dirt of the road, drachim, shehukmo mekor chama. Again, it's from the source of the sun. It's heating up. Even though we saw above in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi was cholik when the suda was heated up by the sun, he says it was mutter, but over here, when the sand is heated up by the sun, he's not going to be cholik, and he doesn't say it's mutter, and the Gemara will go into it on Lamed Tes. Tomorrow we'll see it. Haviu Silon, maybe Od Yom, they brought this pipe while it was still day, Shel Tzone, of cold water. Kedei Lechamo de Hamayim Nimshachim Aboyim Kol Shabbos, in order to heat it up, that the water will be drawn through it, will go through it. Uboim on the Shabbos, on Shabbos will come out and be nice and hot, heated up from the hot waters of Tveria. Latok Ama, Shachami Tveria. In the midst of a canal of the hot waters of Tveria. In b'Shabbos, if you did it on Shabbos, Oto Shibo b'Shabbos, the waters that came through on Shabbos, Hakasina Kikam Shahukmo. Okay, so that's our mission over here. This is the introduction. The Gemara is going to go through all the aspects of this Mishnah. First, we're going to begin with the first din. That the Ein Notim Beitzah B'Tzad HaMeicham. Remember, the Meicham is a kettle. It was taken off the fire. This is basically something that's taken off the fire, and now you're cooking not on the fire. It's not Bishul on the Eish. It's called what we would say a Tolda of Bishul. Right? Because you're not cooking on the fire. Something was heated up with the fire, this metal. You took the metal kettle off the fire, you put it next to it, and now you heated it up with the tolda of the Eish. A tolda, like you have an av and a tolda. It's like a descendant of the Eish. Over here, this is called a tolda, a descendant of the Eish. It's not the direct av malacha. It's called a tolda. And we're going to have a lot of this in Masechta Shabbos. Really, it's going to start in the seventh paragraph, when we talk about the Lamed Tet Av Malachot, you have fathers, first level, and toldot, secondary levels. It's not exactly the Av Malacha, but it's similar. Do it. Eboy Elohu, Gilgal, when you lightly roasted it enough that it could roll, we'll just use Gilgal whenever it comes up as lightly roasting, because that's the rolling part of it, just lets us know how much it has to be that's roasted. You lightly roasted it, my, what's the status? Again, the Mefarshim over here will explain the question, my, said, since it's a tolda, is it an issa deraisa of cooking? Did you actually do an issa deraisa by taking the kettle off the flame and putting your egg next to it? Or is this tolda a midrabanan? Is it a chachamim? What goes on it? So again, Eboilu, they asked, this Gilgal, what he did with the kettle over here in the egg, my, what is the status? Is it deraisa? Is it midrabanan? Remember, we'll say it in lumdus terms. A tolda of the av. Does it have the same thing as the av, or is it the toldas are what goes here? The rabbanan what goes on it? Omer Rav Yosef Gilgal Chayev Chatat. It has a din iser deraisa of a lamed tet malacha that even it's a tolda. It's not a direct cooking, but you're using the same lumdus of cooking, using something that came off the ash over here, something that's burning hot, in order to cook something, that is called al deraisa. Omer mar bereya de ravina afanu nami tanina. We also learned this. This is a Mishnah later on in the Masechta. Kol sheba bechamin. We're talking about like a salty fish. In those days, they didn't have refrigerators, so you wanted to preserve your fish, so you'd salt it heavily, and the way that you prepared eating it is you'd soak it in hot water, right? You soaked it. So anything, kol shabbat b'chamim milfnei Shabbos, anything that came in hot water to prepare it before Shabbos, shorim ato b'chamim b'Shabbos. It was already prepared Erev Shabbos, so you could also now soak it in that water on Shabbos. That you're allowed to do it. Because you didn't do any tikkun. It was already prepared Erev Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, when you're soaking it, it's not a problem. Anything that didn't come in the hot water. Again, this kol is talking about salty fish and things that just needed to be heated up, needed to be prepared by soaking in hot water. And now he didn't come and prepare it in the hot water before Shabbos. He cannot soak it on Shabbos, but what he can do is madichin ato b'chamim b'Shabbos. He can pour hot water on it. Not soak in it, but pour hot water on it. Chutz min amaliach yashon, except for old salted fish. The coli is Hispania, some Spanish fish. That the rinsing of it is enough of a preparation on it, that very lightly, you just need a little bit of hot water on it. That would be its gomor malachton. It's a kali bishul, that only pouring water on it, and you're not allowed to do it. Shmamina, we find from here, the things that are lightly cooked, or you need just a light maisa. You don't need a full cooking. And I'm over here just pouring water on it. It's enough to call it the gomor malachton, and it's us on Shabbos. So to the egg, by putting it next to the kettle, that it's so slightly being cooked by it, that's enough. Kali bishul is usher. Rashi, let's follow Rashi with this whole price again. Kol shabbat bechamim lefnei Shabbos, shorin ato bechamim b'Shabbos. Anything that came, that you already soaked it Erev Shabbos, you can soak it on Shabbos. Bashes kol miluach, any salted item, shabbat bechamim Erev Shabbos, that was already soaked in hot water Erev Shabbos, chozrim, you can again v'shorim ato bechamim b'Shabbos. You could do it again on Shabbos. Why? The ein bo mishum tikkun. There's no tikkun over here. You didn't cook anything. Why? Shahari nitakin kafar. You already prepared it already. It's already cooked already on Erev Shabbos. But something that should have been soaked on Erev Shabbos in order to prepare it on Shabbos, you certainly can't put it in the hot water, because that's its cooking. But you can be madichin. You can rinse it. She'ein zeh gomor malachto. It's not called finishing off its malacha. It's not cooking it. It's making it a little bit edible, but it's certainly not what we call cooking it. Aval lo shorin. But you can't soak it on Shabbos, only rinse it. Kuch medag miluach yachon, or kolius hispania. What's this kolius hispania? Dag shekorin tunina. It's called a tunina. Which is not a tuna. It can't be, because we're talking about something that's called kali bishul. It's a very adin fish that just by pouring some hot water on it, it would be enough to cook it a little bit. And I think a tuna is not considered that. Tuna is considered a tough, you know, thick fish. Hard tuna. Whatever tunina is in Chazal. She'adachas azuhu yikamor malachtam. Midekari legama malachto. That just rinsing it is called finishing off its malacha. Shmamina zeu bishulo. That is its bishul. That's something that does cook it. The chayiv, you'll be chayiv on it. So to the egg, that is its cooking, and you'll be chayiv on it. 1 minute on what's going on behind the scenes in this Mishnah. There's a lot of things going on. What kind of vessel are we soaking in? A kli rishon? A kli sheni? What are you doing the hadacha with? Okay, now this is, we're just going to touch on it now, we're going to get more into it later, but just into an introduction in the different vessels on Shabbos. You have basically something that's on the fire. It's called the Kli Rishon Al Ha'esh. When you have a Kli Rishon on an Esh, you can't do anything from it. Well, see if you could put spices in it, whatever, you can't stir it. That's really the worst level that you're messing with on Hilchos Shabbos, when something is actually on the flame in Shabbos and starting to mess with that pot. Putting things into it, your noodles into it, forget it. Then you have, you take it off the fire. That's called Kli Rishon. Just Stam Kli Rishon does not mean it's on the fire. It means it's been heated up by the fire. The pot is really retaining that heat, and it's going to retain it for a while, and you put it on the side. That's Kli Rishon. Kli Sheni would be now that you took that Kli Rishon and you dumped it into a second pot. Even if it's Yad Soleto, it's called Kli Sheni. Now we're going to see the Gemara is going to say, Ain Bishul be Kli Sheni. Because it's not the Derech of Bishul. That's not how people cook with a Kli Sheni. Kli Rishon, hey Nachinam, we'll take an example of Lakshin. You have your soup, you take your Lakshin, you take it off the fire, and you put it in, it cooks it. That'll be putting something in Kli Rishon. If you put it in a second pot, already you're having a hetzer. It's called Kli Sheni. The exact halakha with Kli Sheni, we'll see on, I think, Daf Mem Amud Beis. Okay, and after that is Kli Shlishi, Kli Revi, these are all these other things. There's another thing called Ivoy, pouring. Okay, you have your Kli Rishon, you take your kettle off the flame. Now while it's on the flame, it's called the Kli Rishon Al Ha'esh. Once you pick it up, it's a Kli Rishon. Now I pour from it. What is that pouring called? Is it a Kli Sheni now? Right, the second it leaves here, is that called Kli Sheni? Or is it something worse? Is it considered still more in the area of Kli Rishon? This is what Tosfot's doing over here. This Tosfot, Kol Shabbat Bechamim Mifnei Shabbos, if you go down about 5-6 lines in the middle, Lepirish Vashpa, we can learn it, he's learning this Mishnah beautifully, that when you're talking about the Chamim that you were shoring, that's talking about Kli Rishon. If on Erev Shabbos, you heat it up in a Kli Rishon, you can now do it in the Kli Rishon on Shabbos. And the pouring from a Kli Rishon has a din of a Kli Sheni. And that's Mutter. Leperish Vashpa, the Meforsh, the Ivoy, ke Kli Sheni. This is a fundamental machloket, not just in Hilchos Shabbos, but in Hilchos Kashrut. When you're dealing with Kashrut, what is pouring? Right? When they pour things from a hot kettle, a hot milky kettle pouring on fleishiks, or something that's usher in kashrut, is that Ivoy, is that pouring to Kli Sheni? Jump down a few lines. Avala perish b'beinu tam, to reports the Ivoy havi ke Kli Rishon. He's got a little bit of problem with the Mishnah, they go through it. So just Derek Agav, we don't have to go into too much, this is the first time we're introducing the sugyim, we're going to have a lot more of it. Ivoy, pouring from a Kli Rishon, does it have a din of a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni? Okay?
So at the beginning of the Gemara, so Avraham Yosef says it's Chai Chakos, it's like a Baraisa, and then the Baraisa that's poured over there is in support of that?
Oh! The end of it.
On that, right?
Yeah. It's something that it's derech, that's how you cook it. Zuhi, it's the way to cook it, even in a slight amount of cooking, that would be an Issur Deraisa. Yeah. Okay, let's go right and see the next sugya, which is also a very packed sugya with a lot of implications in halakha. This is a sugya that's got to be used a lot in Hilchos Shabbos. We saw, again, the suda. You put a cloth outside, and it got heated up by the sun energy. Okay? It's now called a tolda of the shemesh, tolda the chama. Right? You have, for example, fire, the kettle on the fire. That kettle is a tolda of or. We'll use the Lashon of the Gemara. It's a tolda of fire. Now you have the sun, and now you have what's a tolda of the sun. This suda, you left it outside. It got really hot, a nice white or maybe even a silver suda. It's a suda. Sheet?
Handkerchief.
What?
Black would be better than white.
Oh, black. Black, it got very high in a handkerchief, and you're able to cook with it. From the koach, it's called a tolda de chama. So Rabbi Yossi was cholik. Ha de tunan, not nim tafshel letoch habor. We have a Mishnah later on. This Mishnah, they didn't have refrigerators in those days. So how did you keep your food fresh. So you have your food, you finished eating your chicken dish, what do you do with it? So nothing tops to the tokapor. You can put it in a pit. In the pit it's nice and cool, it's a little damp over there, it will keep the food fresh, it will preserve it. Bishvil shimor, in order to keep it preserved. So that's allowed. You're allowed to put your food to preserve it, you're allowed to put it in the fridge, no questions about it. But the chiddush is, when we get to kuf mamvav, we'll discuss it. V'yad hamayim, this is a Mishnah. V'yad hamayim heyafim bivoyim. You're allowed to put nice, fresh water into dirty water in order bishvil shistanenu, in order to cool it off. Your water's room temperature. You have some dirty water that you can't drink. You can put your clean water, of course, in a closed vessel in the midst of this dirty water in order to cool it off. V'yad hatzonin, and something that's cold, bechama, in the sun, bishvil shiyichamu, in order to heat it up. So you see, you could use the energy of the sun, direct sun. Okay, it's not a told of sun, this is a direct sun. You're allowed to heat up food from the sun. Lema, Rabbi Yossi. Let's say that this is Rabbi Yossi over here. This Rabbi Yossi was the one who allowed you to use a tolda of the chama. Remember? The Suda, the Tanakam in the Mishnah, says the handkerchief that was heated up, you can't use it. Rabbi Yossi says you can use it. So now that we have this Mishnah of using the sun's energy, l'chora, it's only Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi allowed it in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, you have a love rabbanan, don't say it's rabbanan. Ole Rav Nachman says no. Goes like this. You have sun energy and a tolda of a sun. Bechama, when it comes to the sun, the kuliyama, lo pligi deshari. Everybody holds, if you want to use the sun to cook, direct sun on Shabbos, it's mutter. Even the Mishnah, Tanakam, and the Mishnah, everybody holds it. The tolda ha'or, and using a tolda, the hot kettle off the fire, a tolda of or, kuliyama, lo pligi deshari. It's usher. So again, everybody agreeing. First of all, everybody agrees direct heat is from the fire is usher. A tolda of heat, everybody agrees, is usher. Sun, everybody agrees, is mutter. So where's the argument? Ki pligi betolda sachama. They're arguing on a tolda of the sun, a descendant of the sun, this sheet or this handkerchief that was heated up by the sun. Masavet kashrina tolda chama atu tolda or? The first one holds, Tanakama, that where it goes there, we make a gezeirah of a tolda of a chama, even though we're not gozer on chama itself, on the sun. But the tolda, the descendant of a chama, we're doing it because you might confuse it with a tolda of an or. Because I see that handkerchief, I don't know what was heated up by. Was it heated up by the sun or was it heated up by a different source? A person would get confused by that. But he won't get confused by the actual something being heated up by the sun to something being heated up on the stove. Kasvin and told the Chama Atu, told the Ha'or, Umasov and Rabbi Yossi holds, look Kasvin, we didn't make this Gezerah, people aren't going to make this mistake. Vashi, Had Tzvam Perek Chavi Notim Hamayim Tzonin, Vechama B'Shabbos, Deshari, De'ein Derek B'Shulu B'Kach. There's the key over there. It's not the way to cook over here with the sun. Vechama B'Ora Lo Michlefa. You're not going to mix up the sun with direct energy. The leagues are hard to hide, that we're going to go through the two onto one onto the other. The tolda sa'or could go on im hukama suda. If you would have heated up the handkerchief azev or mitzkila, that would be usher. The usher, the havi bishul. Tolda chame shehukama suda bechamim. That's something that's heated up the suda bechamim. Atu tolda sa'or that will come onto the, we make that gezira. Demand the chazi that someone sees the handkerchief heated up by the sun. They told us, or you know, they might think it's a told us of an or. Just Derek Adav, one should be aware that one of the major implications of this Gemara over here, that we're not goes there on direct sun heat, but on a tolda, on something coming from the sun that we are goes on. This is where the Shaila of a Dud Shemesh comes in. Right? Your Dud Shemesh. What is it? That water being heated up by the Klotot in the Dud Shemesh, is it called direct energy from the sun? And if it's directly from the sun, kuliyama, it's mutter. Or is it that the sun is heating up the klotot, whatever klotot are in English? Koltim. The Koltim, and the Koltim are heating up the water, and it's a tolda now of Asar and Abiyasar. So now when you have all these scientists coming out with a Shabbos Adika, Dut Shemesh, this is the shah that they have to deal with. They have to remove the tolda of the Chama. If you remove the tolda of the Chama and it's like direct heat of the sun, then it will be mutter. It's only when it's a tolda that it's awesome. There's a lot of things going on with it, but this little Gemara over here is the where it all comes from.